The Real Mutant Story of Kyle James Lee. The Real Mutant Story. The Real Gambit. The Aegis Alliance. This is a summarized story of strange incidents that have occurred during my life. Kyle James Lee, The Real Gambit. A strange story about my birthday. I was born on 2/21, February 21st, at 2:21 a.m. in 1983. If you add 1 plus 9 plus 8 plus 3, it equals 21. My name is Kyle James Lee. Kyle plus Lee equals 7. Middle name James equals 5. Add Kyle plus James plus Lee, it equals 12. That's 21 backward. Furthermore are my palms. X's on both the left and right palms. M's on both the left and right palms. On the right palm are my initials KL in palm prints, but I'm left-handed. I'm not sure if this is because I was X'd out of the M factor, or if I'm really a mutant X. I hold marks in Tai Chi, studied ninjutsu, and kung fu. I am a fourth degree black belt. I have multiple mutated genes in my blood. Natural 17/20 vision. I have a highly resistant immune system and haven't been sick since the middle of 2010, not even a cold. The only reason I had gotten sick the last time was when I first moved into a house in Glendora, California. Bad flu was already waiting for me in my bedroom. I also have a foresight short reaction time before something makes a sound, 1 to 3 seconds ahead of time, such as when a car honks or my phone is about to make a sound. For example, I jolt my head over or look over before it does. I also look as though I could be 24 years old, even though now in 2020 I'm 37 years old. My grandfather Robert, Bob, Devin Duncan had the same foresight. He's told me when I brought it up about mine. This was before his Alzheimer's got worse. My grandfather accomplished great things during his life. He was the only one who transferred over from the Army to the Air Force at the time who had Ranger training. He then trained fighter pilots during the Korean War. He went on to work for NASA. He worked there during the Apollo and Voyager missions, and knew Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong. On the Lee side, I'm related to Robert E. Lee. The Duncan side goes back to Mary Queens of Scots, the first King of Scotland Robertson, and supposedly the blind man Duncan with the real Robin Hood. At the age of 5, I shattered a mirror on accident, which the superstitious would say is 7 years bad luck, but I'm not superstitious. A piece of flying glass cut my wrist and left a scar that looks like a Quicksilver sign. 3 sevens equal 21. 7 plus 7 plus 7 equals 21, but I'm no god. Between the ages of 5 and 7, strange things happened in my grandparents' old house in Norwalk, CA. At 11358 Cecilia Street, Norwalk, California. 90,650. The house has since been bulldozed to the ground for a freeway expansion, and it was once, if not still, haunted. However, I believe that the supernatural will only appear two innocent eyes. I was laying down for bed, and looked over at the clock. The time was around 10:30 p.m. I closed my eyes and felt a bright light beam down. The next thing I remember is being in some sort of facility. I now believe this was the secret underground facility known as the Dulce Base or Dulce Compound, located in Dulce, New Mexico. I awoke on a table. There were gray aliens, and one man in a black suit. The man in the black suit pointed at me as he asked the gray aliens how I had woken up. I faded back into no memory. The next thing I knew, I was back in my bed and the time was already 4 a.m. The Dulce compound is believed to have been completed at that time by 1979. I wonder now just how many children were taken into the Dulce base. The Dulce base is believed to have used nuclear thermal drills in order to drill out the ground, before they were invented. I had a sheepdog named Sam around these times. One night, a couple of months after the Dulce incident, I had an out-of-body experience. I floated out of my bed in the back room of the house, down the hallway, and out to the backyard through the sliding glass door. I saw Sam the sheepdog there. He had been mutilated, and was steaming. I recall never seeing that dog ever again since that happened. At 7 years old, I had a haunted experience in the house. I was in my bed and closed my eyes, but then I suddenly felt a presence. I opened my eyes and looked around. Then, there on the wall, I witnessed what was, red eyes, a shadow with a face on the wall. It was some sort of demonic spirit. I closed my eyes in fear. It came barreling towards me. Then something incredible happened. I opened my eyes and fired some sort of Kai aura or Dharma chakra at it. Then took the demonic spirit inside of me. Apparently I blessed and cleansed it first that way, because I'm still a good-hearted person. The next morning, I had room, eye boogers, covering my eyes so much that I couldn't open them. So I stumbled to the bathroom and washed it all off. Furthermore, years later in my teenage years, my father Stephen James Lee did plumbing under that house. The entrance to get under the house and under the bathroom was where my old room was. He crawled under there and felt something he thought was rice, but no, it was a lot of maggots. Something, or someone's, had been decomposing underneath that house for years. I come from a family of intelligent people, such as my grandfather. Another was my great uncle Jack Lloyd May. He died of rare brain disease, but he was a brilliant genius. He was performing top secret work on top secret government projects in San Francisco, California before his passing. He also held patents. Once, when we went up to visit, he had told us about Chinese spies just across the street from his workplace, who was spying on them. The way the buildings were constructed, though, he said, blocks communication signals from entering or exiting the buildings. At the age of 19, I scored a 106 or 109 on the ASVAB for the Army and didn't even study for it. This was enough for classified access. I got into a higher opportunity working with my great uncle for a little while. During my mid-20s, I was on a dirt bike riding trip in the desert with my father, to a place called El Mirage. Something spectacular happened out there that everyone at the camp witnessed. My father and my cousin Scott and Matt included, along with Dad's old neighbors and others, were there. I knew something was about to happen out there. I lifted my hand and gave a thumbs up. As soon as I did that, the tarp I was under, which was being held down by cinder blocks, flew up into the air. Something had sent an aura flying at the camp, and I had just deflected it. I ran over behind the displaced tarp and held it there as strong as I could. I began yelling. I know what you're thinking. Dragon Ball Z, right? The winds began to swirl in front of the tarp as I stood behind it, building up massively and wreaking havoc on the campsite. I yelled and fired the huge wind aura outward into the sky. I looked up and saw my aura flying, when suddenly it stopped up in the sky. Something or someone was up there, and it deflected off the side and towards the mountains. Whatever it was up there, called it quits and the wind was no more. There was no wind before or after this incident, only during. My cousin Scott was amazed by what happened, and my cousin Matt blocked it out and doesn't like to talk about it. Everyone at the campsite witnessed what happened that day. Years went by and I was living in Glendora, CA. I was sent to the Glendale Memorial Hospital during a medical incident. I was at a facility in Glendale, California for around 5 days once during 2015. One evening, I was offered a small device. It was a cylinder with the circumference of a US dime and an inch in length. The device was see-through snowy white plastic. There was black stuff all inside of it. I refused to take it. The next evening, I was offered to ingest a medium-sized kind of device with black stuff all inside of it. This one looked the same except bigger. The circumference of a United States quarter coin, and 2 inches in length. I ingested it down with a cup of water. Now looking back, I wonder if the process wasn't complete since I hadn't ingested the initial smaller device. It looked nothing like what I could find online for medical body cameras, etc. I'm certain this was a biotechnology experiment by #DARPA. Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA. Next, they offered me a shot. It was turquoise green in color and had green flakes swirling around in it after they'd shook it up. They claimed it was Invega Sustenna, a psych med, but only that this was an experimental version of it. I'm pretty sure there was something else inside of that shot combined with that device I swallowed. I began teleporting short distances, or only moving so fast I was unseen. I went home and this effect lasted for another 2 weeks, then wore off. This may have been an experiment by DARPA to create a human cyborg from the inside. The DARPA experiment. This may have been left behind for me by my great uncle Jack Lloyd May, who had passed away. I was in pain for 5 days after being given the device. Not long after the DARPA experiment, there were El Niño rains in California. I was currently dealing with a fake vape shop near here called Z Vape. I got on the phone with the Glendora Police Department. They didn't want to deal with the call since it was storming rain so hard. I told them fine, I'll go down to Z Vape myself and then call. I hung up the phone. I then snapped my fingers and the rain instantly stopped. The skies cleared up. The Glendora Police Department has since twice confirmed this with me over the phone. That when I hung up the phone, the rain stopped, the skies cleared. I ended up taking the Z Vape fake vape shop story over to the Better Business Bureau, and won. They sent me a letter telling me that they'll make other businesses in the area aware of his bad practices. Came to find out the shop has new owners now who do a much better job at running the place. Not long after that, it was just an ordinary day. I went to get the mail. A huge whirlwind with leaves swirling around formed around me. It was going for a good 30 seconds before I snapped my fingers, and the whirlwind fell. Currently, I live a decent life where I live, and still not sure if I really am a cyborg or not. I've researched this further and discovered DARPA is researching nanomagnets that go behind your skin, and if you're cut and stop the bleeding, the cut or wound seals up from the nanomagnets. I found this out through credible DARPA sources. Although, the device I took could have been something different entirely because there are articles about DARPA wanting to create super soldiers. This is a summarized story of the strange incidents which have occurred during my life. Kyle James Lee, The Real Gambit. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.